Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace. And they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today. Hello, America. Happy Monday. I don't need much of an introduction. This is an easy one. The former Speaker of the House, the leader of the 1994 Republican Revolution, one of the country's most important conservative thought leaders, Newt Gingrich, is joining us today. He spent some time with me over the weekend. We're going to just play the unplugged conversation for you today. That's going to be our podcast. I hope you enjoy. We'll take a quick commercial break. Newt Gingrich will be here right after these messages. Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down. My blood sugar is down. My weight's down. My health is up. My sleeping patterns are better. My metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. This is an extraordinary moment in American history and political history. We've never had a Republican candidate capture Iowa and New Hampshire back-to-back in a contested election. We've never had immigration at such a high level and the number one issue on most Americans' radar. And of course, we've never had the lawfare, the warfare, the Justice Department attacks on a opposition party candidate like we're experiencing with President Trump right now. And I want to step back for a while. We cover the nitty gritty every day. Today, I want to get up to 30,000 feet and try to take a little bit of gander of what it is that's at stake in the country in 2024. And I can't think of a better guest than we have today. He's the former Speaker of the House. He is one of the great historians and thought leaders in America. The one and only Newt Gingrich joins us right now. Mr. Speaker, great to have you on the show.
Well, listen, it's great to be with you, and I so much admire the work that you're doing at Just the News, and I read it every single day.
That means so much to me. I can't tell you how much that means. I've been reading and watching what you've been saying, and I think you have such a big view of what is going on. It's so easy to get down in the weeds and worry about this moment at that moment, but at a really high level, I think you're defining the stakes that America faces in this next election and in the 10 months leading to it. How would you rate where the country and its populace is at this moment? What's on their mind? What are they set to do in 2024?
Well, I think the American people have come to realize that both at a performance level and at a values level, that they are really alienated from Biden and the Democrats. On the performance level, everything from the dramatic increase in prices in the 3 years he's been president, the border being open so that 6 or 8 million people have come in illegally, the 100,000 Americans dying annually of drug overdoses, the dramatic rise in crime. As you know, Washington, D.C. last year had 950 carjackings and 67 cars stolen just in the District of Columbia. So people look at all that and they're saying, you know, this ain't working. And then they look at the radical values that Biden has increasingly represented. And I think that they get turned off on both those fronts. So we have the opportunity to really see a coalition come together, which, based on our polling at America's New Majority Project, really indicates that a substantial number, probably a majority of Latinos, are now likely to go for Trump. A surprisingly large percentage of African Americans are moving towards Trump. There's a significant growth among Asian Americans as they come to realize that the racism of the modern Democratic Party is ultimately anti-Asian in terms of educational opportunity and established quotas. So all these things are coming together. And I think that we could have one of the truly great historic elections this fall.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny, going into this election, I think you wrote a book that reminded us of a different era where the stakes felt about the same. Perhaps we're even in more perilous times then, but your effort to write March for the Majority, which I just reread over the Christmas holidays, because there is a truth to history repeating itself and having lessons for the future. There was so much at stake. I think people entered the 1993-94 election thinking, oh boy, we just got our butts whooped. And are we going to really survive this? And by the end of 94, there is the greatest Republican majority in a half century or more. The lessons learned in that era, that moment, which, by the way, led to a balanced budget, better immigration laws, all sorts of things. There are a lot of lessons, though they're 30 years apart, that seem to apply today. When you look back, what are the parallels and the lessons that we can take from the last Republican revolution that might be at hand for 2024?
Well, of course, John, as you know, virtually everything we did in the contract with America was standing on Ronald Reagan's shoulders. For example, when he first ran for governor in California in 1966, he came out for welfare reform. Well, exactly 30 years later, we passed it, and it became the law of the land and turned out to be extraordinarily successful, established a solid work ethic, moved people from dependency to independence, and it was a very successful program, which actually had a secondary effect that we hadn't calculated, which was so many million people left poverty, left Medicaid, left dependency, that the state governments had a huge windfall just because of this one federal program change. And as you pointed out, we had the only four consecutive balanced budgets in your lifetime. And all that came about, I think, because we followed a principle which Lincoln had described when he said, with popular sentiment, anything is possible. Without popular sentiment, nothing is possible. It's something which Reagan understood, and there's a great book by Tom Evans called The Education of Ronald Reagan, which describes the 8 years that Reagan was at General Electric. And what he learned there about public opinion, and he captured it in his farewell address when he said, people said that I won great victories, but that wasn't true. Every victory I won, you won with your voices, with your phone calls, that this was the people of America getting things done. That's what we applied, and that's why Bill Clinton decided he had to work with us, because we stood with the American people. And my feeling this year is that for us to truly be as successful as we need to be, we have to focus on unifying the American people. And at the program we run called America's New Majority Project.com, we are identifying 70 and 80% issues and finding ways to bring people together that are just, I think, very, very important, and that give us an opportunity to create a majority big enough that we could win the House, the Senate, the presidency, and then actually get dramatic things done in 2026.
Yeah, the opportunities are really there in a two-step election, and you really could cement a generation of common sense. I've loved what you've done, and we've done a lot of the polling results on here, and of course, had you on the podcast before talking about these 70 and 80% issues. It's so funny. The agenda doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to think. There's plenty of 70 and 80% issues that win the day. And one of them that I think is bubbling up, and I've seen you've been talking about it a lot more. I remember the era of Jack Kemp and the excitement that people had about urban renewal. It didn't quite materialize the way it could have, basically because at the local level, there was a lot of incompetent leadership in these cities. It feels like a Trump presidency two, could really spur a moment of urban renewal. It feels like urban America is done with the Democratic agenda. Is there that big an opportunity for Republicans in this next election?
Well, I was very encouraged the night of the Iowa caucus when President Trump in his victory statement said that he wanted to work to save America's great cities. He wanted to work with the Democratic mayors and the Democratic city governments. And he specifically talked at length about saving Washington, D.C., which has become a disaster. And when I was Speaker, we literally took over the D.C. government, reorganized it, restructured it, did an immense amount to bring down crime, to improve the schools, and pass tax bills, which encourage people both to come in to live and also to come in to invest. And we're going to have to go through that cycle again. But I was encouraged because it hit me. You know, Trump is a guy who was born in Queens, spent most of his life in Manhattan. As a real estate guy and a construction guy, he did work in many of America's great cities. And I think he has a feel for the importance that cities ought to have. And we now have had enough disasters, whether it's Mayor Adams in New York or it's the mayor in Chicago who collapsed recently and put himself in the hospital because he's made so nervous by his job, or it's a disaster in San Francisco and in Seattle and in Portland. So I think there is a real desire to find a way to come together to rebuild and renew America's cities. And if we apply sound conservative principles of controlling crime, controlling spending, eliminating corruption, cutting taxes, making it desirable to go to work, I think that Trump could have a huge impact on improving the lives of America's cities.
Yeah, it's almost counterintuitive. I think a lot of conservatives say, oh, I'm just giving up on these blue cities, but I actually think they're ripe for the picking. They're ready to have a conservative hand reached out again and say, hey, the Democrats aren't helping you. And I think that could be this moment in pivot that Donald Trump has that could be really surprising in the summer and fall. Another place that clearly is crying for help, and Mike Johnson's got the stick pretty soon, once Langford gets his bill out of the way, and that is the border. I don't think if you told me 6-8 months ago, I would have been able to predict that Iowa, New Hampshire's voters' top concern would be the border. I would have guessed the economy. The economy was close second. But the border is a historic opportunity for conservatives to show they can fix things, right?
Well, I think that's right. And I wrote a newsletter at Gingrich 60 recently saying that the House Republicans are exactly right, that they should not fall for some kind of phony bill coming out of the Senate. All too many of the senators want a deal, even if it's a terrible deal, so they can claim they have a deal. But the fact is, the American people are fed up. When you have a school evacuate all of its American students, evacuate all of its American students in order to bring in illegal immigrants because the weather's so bad, you can't keep them in a tent camp. People just know there's something profoundly wrong. When the mayor of Chicago announces all of our shelters are full, and yet there are more people coming across the border every day, something is profoundly wrong. We just did a poll at America'sNewMajority.com, and something like 78% of the American people are deeply opposed to non-citizens voting, and they get it. And they understand that about a similar percentage is opposed to amnesty. And of course, the whole process on the left is to have no borders, no control, allow everybody to come in the country, allow them to vote even if they're not citizens. And this is the road to disaster. So I think I'm hoping, and I think this is a very hard thing for him to do, but I'm hoping that Speaker Johnson is going to stand very firm against the Senate and very firm against President Biden and say, no, until we have a real border control bill, until we have a real shift so that nobody's coming across our southern border, we're not going to give in. We're not going to accept a phony deal. We're not going to accept codifying asylum in a way that guarantees hundreds of thousands of people are going to come in. And we're not going to accept any effort to achieve amnesty. And I think that's very important. And I watch it with dismay, frankly, as some of the Senate Republicans get lured into deals that just make no sense at all to me.
The era that you governed Congress in, courage really did result in action. It seems like courage has been substituted with capitulation for much of the last maybe 10 or 15 years of the Republican rule in Congress. When they've been in charge, sometimes they're in the minority. But there is a moment here where holding the line could pay really significant dividends. What is, when you look at the House right now, obviously the Senate is not the strong need group in this here, but it seems like there's enough people in the House to keep Mike Johnson to hold the line. And I think Mike Johnson's instinct is to hold the line. What is the way to weather when the first counterattacks come? Because the first thing that'll be said is, well, listen, the Senate Republicans are good partners. The White House is a good partner. They're all willing to capitulate and come in a deal. Why are you guys ruining the country? How do they counter that demagoguery? Because they haven't done a good job of countering it in the last few years.
I think all they have to do is say, we want to stop illegal immigrants from coming across the border, period. You guys all want to find some excuse. I think the one Senate bill version I saw would allow 1,500,000 people a year to come in illegally before setting up any kind of controls. Now, Chris and I were watching Godfather Part Two a couple of weeks ago, and there's a scene where the guy who becomes the Godfather comes to the U.S. at 9 years of age and comes to Ellis Island, which is where Calista's grandmother came when she came over from Poland. Well, they're controlled, they're identified, they're checked by a doctor. If they have tuberculosis, they are returned on the ship they came on. I mean, you look at how we once upon a time intelligently and effectively handled public health and immigration, and you look at the disaster on the border, and it is an embarrassment to have had the United States go this far backwards from having, again, we're very much for legal immigration. We've just done a documentary series called Journey to America of people who came here legally who contributed to the U.S. like Henry Kissinger. But we are against millions of people pouring across the border with no controls, no knowledge of whether they're terrorists, no knowledge of whether they're carrying a disease, and in many cases, carrying drug dealers and having human exploitation in ways that are, that should not be tolerated by a civilized country.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. All right, so the message that Republicans should carry into November. I think Donald Trump has it pretty well honed. He seems to really be connecting with the base of the country, not just the base of the party, but the base of the country. Senate and House Republicans often have been mismatched with Trump's messaging in the past, and so sometimes it feels a little schizophrenic. It seems like things are starting to line up. What is the best advice you can give? Because message obviously dictates the outcome of elections. Good messaging wins when you have good ideas, good messaging. What do they got to do?
Look, Trump is in the same position that Grover Cleveland was in, and that Grover Cleveland won an election. Then he lost the next one. Then he came back and he got reelected. Well, Trump's now in a position. And what that does is it allows him to create what I call a sandwich. One slice of the bread is Trump's first 4 years, which 61% of the country thinks is dramatically better than Biden. That's according to a Harvard poll. The second piece, right in the middle, is the disaster Biden has created on every front, from natural gas and oil to prices to the border, you name it. The third piece, the other slice of bread, is the future that Trump would create in a positive way to lead us back into being the kind of country we're capable of being, where everybody's at work, where we're applying science and technology, where once again, we are pulling away from the rest of the planet, and we are safer and more secure, more prosperous, and healthier. I think if Republicans can capture those three images, this is what we have done, this is what we will do, and this is the disaster we're currently trapped in, I think they could win an extraordinary election.
Yeah, it really does feel that way. Liberty also seems to be on the ballot. I think it's funny, for the first time in a long time, I have discussions with people who aren't really politically engaged, and they'll say, God, I kind of feel like freedom's under attack. There's a sense that whether it's the FBI attacking traditional Catholics, or us big tech companies attacking our free speech, prosecutors trying to attack the opposition party candidate through the legal system, that the freedom we've kind of had at the core of our existence for 248 years, a little bit in jeopardy right now. How do you take that feeling, it's sort of implicit feeling of freedom's at attack, and turn it into something that becomes a meaningful discussion in the fall election?
Well, I had a woman the other day. I was at the giant grocery store. There's an African-American woman who handles the customer concerns, and we've talked over the years. And she said to me, she said, you know, I'm not sure I'm for Donald Trump, but I am sure that what they're doing to him is totally wrong. And I think that's where it starts. But do you think your FBI should be investigating Catholics as possible terrorists? Do you think that you should have Fannie Willis, who is paying her lover $600,000 while they try to destroy Donald Trump, should be the district attorney in Fulton County? Do you think that there ought to be a trial in D.C. where Trump got 5% of the vote, so 19 out of 20 potential jurors were for Biden? Do you think that's fair? You can go down the list. And the average American is going to say again and again and again that the rule of law is vital to establishing freedom. And when the rule of power takes over from the rule of law, you end up in Venezuela or Cuba or Nicaragua or some other country. And we do not want America to slide into a world where it's the politicians who define right and wrong rather than the rule of law.
Yeah. It's such an easy argument to make. And I think everybody, even if you're not politically that engaged, feels like something's amiss. We just don't do this. Isn't the America we're in. We don't do this in America. We don't try to indict our opposition candidates so that it can't be on the ballot. Last question, because you talked about the 80% issues, and clearly non-citizen voting and voter ID are two winners in that thing, and they really go hand in hand. What are the two or three other big 80% issues that you think Republicans could own in a sweep in November?
Well, I think, first of all, the issue of taxes. When asked whether you would favor the continuing the Trump tax cuts or letting them expire, overwhelmingly, and I mean like 78, almost 80% of the country, wants to keep them. When asked whether you think parents ought to have the right to know what's going on in their children's school, 84% of the country says yes. When asked whether or not we should follow Martin Luther King Jr.'s injunction that it is the content of our character, not the color of our skin, that's 92-6. I mean, there are things out there where people are prepared to decisively be in favor of an America that is successful, safe, prosperous, and establishes freedom for all. And our challenge is that on the hard left, you have people who disagree with every single aspect of them.
Yeah, that's right. And they've actually acted on it enough now that everyday Americans like, hey, I know where the Democrats are. Now they actually imposed this. They actually did this. They didn't talk about it.
That's right. Right. It's not a theory, it's a fact.
It is now a fact. And it's amazing how much the Biden years have brought theory into action on the left. And the reverberation, I think, is going to be huge. Sir, it is always an honor to have you on. You do such amazing work. I watch on Hannity. I listen to your podcast. One of the things I want to ask for people who want to learn more about the New Majority Project and all it's doing and to learn more about these 70-80% issues, because I do think that that's the best way to put a coalition together. Where do they stay in touch with? How do they engage?
Well, they can go two places. One is to go to Gingrich360.com. That's Gingrich.com. The other is to go to AmericasNewMajorityProject.com. And both of those will give them that kind of information.
Yeah, such important stuff. I follow it often. The polling data and the analysis is unprecedented.
If they want to go to, since we're doing a podcast, if they want to go to Newt's World, that is where we do three podcasts every week. You've been on them. And so people who'd like to have free podcasts from us can go to Newt's World and sign up for podcasts.
Yeah, important stuff. One of the great, you have one of the great communication platforms. You hit everybody, and wherever they are, they can find what you're talking about. It's such a remarkable operation, and you and the ambassador and your entire team are just so impressive. We benefit from the work often, sir. It's great to have you on. Thank you so much for joining us, and can't wait to see what your next column is going to be.
All right.
Thanks, dude. Take care now. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP Club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP Club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.